I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about a local food that most locals won't eat, even the people who harvest it.
Crystal Young and Max Nolan have just pulled their boat up to the loading dock on the town pier in Wellfleet. They've been out all morning dredging the bottom of the harbor, but they're not looking for the usual oysters or little necks. Instead, they're fishing for something called blood clams.
They look kind of like a small quahog or a little neck with ruffles on the shell, and they have little hairs on the outside edge of where the opening is, and they look like blood inside if you open them.
They're called blood clams for a reason. Hairy clams, or cockles, as they're also called, are filled with hemoglobin, the same bright red protein that runs through our veins. In Asia and in Asian pockets in the U.S., people eat them raw in sushi, and in South America, people make them into ceviche. But around here, most people have never heard of blood clams. Max, Crystal, and Crystal's dad, Chopper, are part of only a handful of local shellfishermen who go out for them. Here's Max again.
They're really hard to catch. We're trying to figure out how to get them fast and effectively.
The thing about blood clams is that they don't behave like most clams.
These are more up closer to the surface of the sand, whereas other clams dig down deeper. Other clams usually you can pump them with a clam dredge. These we catch them with an oyster dredge.
The main difference between a clam dredge and an oyster dredge is the teeth. The clam dredge has long teeth that dig way into the mud, whereas the oyster dredge has short teeth that just graze the surface. There's also the size of the netting or chain in the bag behind the teeth that holds the clams. It has to be the right size so that the clams won't fall out. Max, Crystal, and Chopper are still working on finding the perfect technique.
I lined the dredge today with netting, so we catch a lot, it fills up faster, and that seemed to work pretty good.
And how common are they?
I think they're more common in the wintertime. They're a little harder in the summertime catching. We tried this summer and all we get is weeds. And you probably get a couple every toe, and now the weeds have moved out and we can work the bottom good, and they don't dig down during the wintertime. So it's easier to get them. They're staying up close to the surface.
Max and Crystal go out for blood clams this time of year, not only because they're easier to find, but also because it's a good way to make some extra money in the winter.
I think we're getting 30 cents a piece for the hairy clams.
So 30 cents a piece for clams, that's pretty good, right?
Very good. I think little necks are usually around 15 cents, something like that.
How many do you usually get? I mean, what's a good haul?
Today was pretty good. We got about 2,000 in 4 hours of fishing about.
Almost all of these clams will be sold wholesale to Asian markets along the East Coast. Hardly any will be consumed locally. I called Chopper the other day to ask if he'd ever tried them, and he said he wouldn't eat one on a bet. Max and Crystal said pretty much the same thing.
Have you ever eaten one?
Nope.
No, never. Don't look too good.
If you can get past the appearance, though, blood clams are actually pretty good. I tried them for the first time the other night, chopped up with lime juice, tomatoes, and onions in a Guatemalan ceviche. I will admit, I had a hard time getting past the appearance. Honestly, they look like a bloody internal organ, and I had to close my eyes. But once I did, they were meaty and succulent. Who knows? Maybe there's a future for them on local restaurant menus. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
If you dare, Elspeth's put up that recipe for Guatemalan blood clam ceviche. That's at capeandislands.org. Also online is some more information on where to find blood clams locally and a link to our free podcast. The Local Food Report is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.